Bonjour, mes étudiants. Je suis le professeur de français. Ça, c'est la leçon pour au niveau de GCS2. Je veux parler sur le titre, l'article partitif. I want to talk on the topic, partitif article. L'article partitif est le mot qui est utilisé dans l'information en quantité de la chose particulière. L'article partitif est le mot qui est utilisé dans l'information en quantité de la chose particulière. It is a word which is used in giving information on the quantity of a particular thing. Partitif article is a word which is used in giving information on the quantity of a particular thing. Example de l'article partitif sont. The examples of partitif article are do, dollar, dull, day. Do, dollar, dull, day. Now, do is spelled D-U. Dollar, D-E-L-A. Dull, D-E-L apostrophe. And day, which is spelled D-E-S. These words means some or any in English. Do, dollar, and dull are used for the singular nouns. They are only for the singular. While they, D-E-S, is used for the plural nouns. Do plus lo, or do plus lo égale do. Do plus lo is equal to do. On le placer devant le nom masculin. On le placer devant le nom masculin. This word do is placed in front of the masculine noun. We use them for only the masculine nouns. Do plus la égale do la. Do plus la égale dollar. Do plus la is equal to dollar. On le place devant le nom féminin. This is placed in front of the feminine noun. Dollar is used for only feminine nouns. Do plus L apostrophe égale dull. Do plus L apostrophe égale dull. Do plus L apostrophe. We give you doll, and we have it as all the nouns beginning with vowels. On le place devant le nom masculin ou féminin singulier. Commence par les voyelles A, E, I, O, U, H, Y. This word doll is used for all the masculine and feminine nouns under singular, which begins with the vowels in French, which are A, E, I, O, U, H, Y. Now, for do, I said it is used for the masculine nouns. All the words that we can use for low or an, we can also use do for them. Because do there, we say it means some. Then for the dollar, any words we can use as la in article. La or in, we can also use dollar for them. That is for the feminine. And remember, those ones are the words that are ending at e. That is how to know them fast. The words that end at e are always known as words for the feminine. Now we have dull for all those words which begins with vowel in French. They are A, E, O, U, and Y. Now we go to the words. Les mots de l'article partitif. Les mots de l'article partitif sont. The words in partitive article are douter, douter, that means some tea, do juice, some juice, do la beer, some beer, do la viande, some meat, do l'eau, some water, do l'herbe, some grass, de l'argent, some money, des gâteaux, some cakes, des lettres, some letters. I will say them again. Du thé, some tea. This one is under masculine. Du thé, it is for the masculine, du. And remember, du is masculine singular. And we have the juice, some juice. It is also for the masculine, do. And we have do la beer, some beer, do la beer. That is for the feminine. And we have do la viande. This is also for the feminine. We have some meat. De l'eau, this one is starting with a vowel, E. That is why we're having it as the L apostrophe there. The low, some water. And we have the next, the lab. The lab, some grass. The lab here starts with H. That is D-E, L apostrophe, H-E-R-B-E. You can see that H is also one of the vowels in French. So that's why we are having L apostrophe in it. Then we have de l'argent, which means some money. Now de l'argent, you can see that argent is beginning with A, and that's why we are using L apostrophe when we are writing it. Then for the plural, we have de gâteau. De gâteau. De gâteau means some cakes. Dead here is spelled D-E-S. De gâteau, some cakes. And we have de lettres, some letters. De lettres. De gâteau, where we have de gâteau there, G-A-T-E-A-U-X. We have it as X, that is showing the plural. Whenever a word ends at E, as at U, in French, we are always add X at the end as plural. Then we have the lettre. This is letters. The letters. Lettre is stopping at E and we are adding S at the end of it, ordinary S and not X. Now we go to the sentences. Les phrases de l'article partitif. Les phrases de l'article partitif. Je bois de l'eau. Je bois de l'eau. I am drinking some water. Je bois de l'eau. I am drinking some water. Elle boit du thé. Elle boit du thé. She is drinking some tea. Elle boit du café. Elle boit du café. She is drinking some coffee. Il boit de la bouillie. Il boit de la bouillie. He is drinking some pap. Nous buvons du juice. Nous buvons du juice. We are drinking some juice. Vous buvez de la bière. Vous buvez de la bière. You are drinking some beer. Elle mange du curry. Elle mange du curry. They are eating some curry. They are eating some curry. Il mange de gâteau. Il mange de gâteau. They are eating some cakes. They are eating some cakes. These are sentences in article partitif. Remember, we said earlier, l'article partitif est le mot qui est utilisé dans l'information en quantité de la chose particulière. That means partitive article is the word which is used to give information on a particular thing. It is using in giving information on a particular thing. This information could be uncountable words because we are calling it quantity. Those things that you cannot count because they are in quantity form. You can't count water. You cannot count beer. You cannot count money. You cannot count juice. You cannot count tea. These ones are uncountable. So these ones we call article partitive is just for information on a quantity of a particular thing. This one now shows the quantity of what we are talking about. Now we are going to stop so far. If you have any question in this topic, you can send me information from my line, in my line, so that I can clear you the more. Au revoir pour maintenant. À bientôt.